Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph. So we'll start from Daf Chav Hey Amid Beis. We'll start from four lines in the bottom. Hayi Abavranke, which is this tree that had more shade, it had a lot of shade, and Sarim would sit underneath it. The Hava Lurash Glus, Rash Glus has a bustana in a orchard, which is more than Beis Asayim, and it's not Hukah Ladira. Amalei said to him, Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Le'evad Mar Takanta, do a takana, that Amoch Nechon Naham was able to eat bread underneath the tree. Hossam over there, Zil, Ovid, Kona, Kona, Pachs, Vishla, Shemaid, Pol, Vala, Hekev, like a mechitza of Konam, four mechitzas, like a little room, so you should be able to put the food at night and live there. And then the next day, he'll take it in the whole orchard, because now there's a Shemaid, a Beis Dira. Also, Ravid overcame, Shofini took it out, he held that it's not a takana. They took it out from behind him that he shouldn't go and put it back together. Lamacha, the next day, Eser Ravina Rava, Ravina asked Rava to bring a raya that he did a good job. Ir Chadosha, a new city. Moided de la Mishivasa, if it's Mekeves Chaima, but it's not totally settled. When you want to measure the Tchum, you don't measure from the wall, only from the house, because the chayim is next to the chayim to make it all like the alamas, since it has, it's a newly settled city, and the chayim came before it was settled. The ashena, an old one, you can measure mechamasa, because an old one, you measure from the chayim, because the people settled already before. So Gemara says, ezi chadash or ezi ashena, what's a new one, what's an old one? Chadash ashukva, first made a wall of Sof Yashva, so therefore you have to go by where it was settled. Yeshen, an old one, is Yashva. Yeshan, an old one, is Yashva. First it was settled, and then Libesayv Hukva, it was surrounded with a wall. Bahainami, this also, this Pardes, is considered Kahukva, because it has already, it was already surrounded with a wall for a long time. And Libesayv Yashva, because then you put the Shemera in later. On our Papa Rabba, Amr Ravasi said, Mechitzas Adrachlan. Mechitzas adrachlan, which the builders make, a special mechitza as a shade to protect them from the sun. Loi shema mechitza. Al makim gal tzius navi. It's made for tznius, and you're going to destroy it as soon as you finish working. It's nothing. So here too, it's also tznius for one night, day and night. You did it, and it's not a base dira. Hachnam kim tzius navi lav mechitza is not a mechitza. Amr Rav Huna already the Rishu el Rav. Amr Rav Huna for instance, mechitza asui lenachas. You don't use it for living. You make a mechitza for storage. Lo yishma mechitza is not considered mechitza. The Rav Baravu ma'arav la v'kula mechuzim arsi'aisa. He would do each neighborhood by itself. And each neighborhood had many different mavois. And he wasn't mata the whole city together, even though it was a small city, because there's no 600,000 people there. And the halacha is, we see later on, dafnun tes, that a ir shel yachid yilad avi ma'arav the whole thing, and meaning of it's not doimer at gol amidbar. Nevertheless, v'shem peirah de beitari, because they are ditches deep, which was between one neighbor and another, where they would put the seeds of the dates to eat their the oxen, and the city doesn't have between the chaim and the mavois the batashchanas were foolish, and they made mechitzas to the beginning of the mavoi, as you see in Rashi, the picture, to every side that's outside the city to watch the seeds, not because of people living there. It's not because of the mechitza to mitzarif the mavoi to make it in one city, even though it blighted the city. It's meant for storage. Was their bed on the Eser to Aser, and he says that choose again another teretz from this bustana was a kafir Eser sign that was not hukal adira. The bavanka was like an achsadra or a kubo that they used to build in the Pardesh land, and instead stood in the middle of the Pardesh, and the Rosh Galusa didn't need it only to be tattled from the opening of the Boston where the Balabai is till the Bavanka, and Rav Huna made like a small pathway, a gedwagan, a gedwagan, so you should be able to carry there. And when Rava took it out, he was only to be make a lot of it because he holds a lot of mental in the whole bust, and he shouldn't do just that pathway. And this is Rashi's second Shita. And then he discusses the same thing, whether it's Mechitza Draklin or Mechitza Letznias, Lanachas. Fine. And Rashi likes his second Pshat better than the first Pshat. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amr Abelai Shemati Mir Ablazar Vafila Beis Kor, even a Beis Kor. Masis like Chanani Tanya Chanani Yama Fili Barabom, so even 40 so. Beis Kor is 30 so. Ka Astratya Shel Melech, like the backyard that they're behind the palaces, and over there they would go for walks. So you see, there's a deer with it. Amr Abelai Shnei Mikra Chadash, they're both Tashna from one Pasuk Shnei, he Yishayo, Yishayo went, Leyotza Chotza Techayna, didn't go to the middle chutzner behind the palace of Chizkiah. There was a chutzner in front of the house that's Chitzayna, and then there's one that's called Tichayna. So he didn't go to the Tichayna Ksiv Ha'ir. It's called the Ir and Kriyna Chutzner. It's called the Chutzner. Mekan the Start Yeshem Melech. This chutzner where the king used to hang out. So Yekayir's Bainus. It's like a middle city. So the Gemara says. But Mike, what's like? It's massive. Yours being the Sabbath, considered like it's like a small city, base core, which is 30 so. Massive Emsav is 40 so. Vishai, my boy, Hossam, what was he doing in the Rochva behind the king's palace? Became sick. He put a yeshiva of Tamidin to learn Torah that the Malach Mavis should never just to go in there. The Chola got sick, yeshiva pischa in his entrance. Because maybe the Malach Mavis, when he sees that they argue to one another, he'll start fighting with them and kill them all out. So you shouldn't do that. Chen shamati amenu anche chotzer shachach echad. One guy forgot the irv veisas. His house is asar. Rashi says it's speaking about where his he was mavatla the shos that he had the chotzer. Because if it's not bottle, even the chotzer is also tata from their houses. Because the bottom for there, everyone has a house and a chotzer is a shos kulam. And we made his chelik asas on the Rav Eloi says that some mavatla shos chotzerah. His house is also not, is also becomes bottle. And Mamele becomes a guest by them. Therefore, even his house is mutter for them. But he's also to bring in and out from his house to the chotzer, even though he's mutter to bring in the house from their mutter to bring from their house to the chotzer, as we see in Perek Adar, and theirs is mutter for him and him, just like any other person. Whoever goes into Yenim's chotzer, and he's allowed to take out from the Pesach to his chotzer, because it's one rishus, it belongs to one. Here too, since he's mevatel, it's considered like all one big rishus. That's where Asher explains it. We learned the Mishnah later on Perek Adar. Beisay also lachas lohitz lachas loy v'lahem for everybody, and we said it's for everyone. This is not the same as our Mishnah. Unfortunately, the Shomer Shesh loy kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha Rav Lezer, ha Rabbanon. That this is Shitz of Lezer that says you could, and Rav Lezer and the Rabbanon will hold you can't. We'll continue the share Chavav. Later on, this has been the end of Chavav Amud Aleph.